Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Under strict federal catch limits, the Massachusetts fishing industry is struggling. A recent study shows revenue from ground fishing is down 40% in just the last 4 years, with the number of fishing vessels in operation down more than 25% since 2010. It's left some remaining fishermen looking for new ways to do business. This morning, WBUR's Simone Rios introduces us to the only offshore ground fisherman left on Nantucket.
Willis Blount is given to rambling off stories about a life at sea, a place where he spent more than half a century. With heavy, calloused hands and a soft handshake, Blount built and designed the boat he continues to fish with. Last spring, after a decade of losing money, Blount almost joined the ranks of fishermen forced out of the trade. Behind on his mortgage payments, he needed the income of a good catch. But to go fishing, Blount would need more than $30,000 for fuel, maintenance, insurance, and other costs. And it was money he didn't have.
I had a boat tied to the dock, and I couldn't earn money. And I was stuck. I thought I was going to lose my house and the boat and everything, and I was getting ready to sell the boat for scrap.
Blount's wife, Ruth, said she had resigned herself to the idea of her husband leaving fishing behind.
That seemed like a really, really sad way to end a very long, hardworking career. Not the thought of getting out because Bill was 69, but the thought of leaving it that way. But it looked like that was our only option.
Blount is far from the only ground fisherman battered by the times. A UMass Dartmouth analysis of the New Bedford industry, which includes Blount, shows the fishing fleet was cut in half between 2007 and last year. The value of fish landed has also cratered. The Blounts were braced for the end. But it wasn't over.
Hi, I'm Bill Blount. I'm the captain and owner of the fishing vessel Ruthie B, a 77-foot stern trawler, which fishes out of Nantucket. I asked for your help so that I might be able to continue to do the work that I enjoy and love and to supply Nantucket with more and better fresh seafood.
That was from Blount's campaign on Kickstarter, a website for entrepreneurs to finance projects through private donations. The idea was suggested by friends on Nantucket who refused to watch Blount give up. Launching in May, the campaign promised stickers, shirts, and even fresh fish in exchange for donations. In just a month, donors had contributed $34,000, more than enough to get Blount back in the water. It wasn't just the internet that brought unexpected cash. $32,000 in federal disaster relief came in after the Kickstarter campaign.
He always sees the glass half full. It's never half empty with him. And you know what? A lot of the guys are like that. You know, there's no sense of crying over it.
Linda McCann heads the fishing sector that Blount belongs to. It's a cooperative of fishermen joined to deal with regulations and report catch numbers. The disaster relief went to about 300 permit holders in the Northeast. Now that he's still fishing, Blount is experimenting with alternative income sources. On top of the fish auctions, he supplies fish directly to retailers and restaurants on Nantucket. He also catches species outside of ground fish, like lobsters, picking up extra money where he can find it. And Blount sells some of his catch directly to the public, $50 for 10 pounds of fish, paid for in advance. He says that allows him to get more dollars for his product. John Bullard is the region's top federal fisheries official, who was mayor of New Bedford in the late 80s. He sees Blount as part of a tradition, fishermen who innovate to survive.
Anyone who says, I'm just going to keep doing what I've always done, is not going to be in the fishing business very long. Captain Blount comes from a long line of fishermen who have invented new ways to fish in order to deal with changing conditions.
Since the Kickstarter campaign, Blount has kept a busy schedule, fishing even in the winter as weather permits. After a decade of losses, he says he's finally turning a profit, and he believes a lucrative summer will put him in the black.
I've got my insurance down payment paid. I've got my mortgage on my house now is all caught up. I'm 10 years, I was running like almost 90 days late, and I've got that caught up, and I got fuel back in the boat, and it's paid for. So that's tremendous. Fantastic. I know, it's really good. it's kind of great.
Back in the summer, Blount planned to fish 3 more years before retiring. Now, at age 69, He says another five is more likely. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.